Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Speaking of, is it over? Has the Bills Super Bowl window closed?
Gosh, you know what? No. I am so disappointed
for
in the
this
way
year.
Buffalo.
Period.
Like, no, is this period? No, you got the quarterback. You got the offensive line.
I don't care who you have.
You got the running back.
You can't lose
get him some,
game
get him
like
some players
losing
on the outside, whether it's through the draft, through free agency. Had a couple of people on defense.
No.
I think they got a quarterback that feel like he needs to do everything in order to win because
yes.
he sees the deficiencies that they had compared
look,
to what they
look,
had before.
He shot a 59 the other day. He ran for three, threw for three. You just
the Buffalo Bills, Terry.
When you guys play Houston, are you kidding me?
The Bills missed their opportunity when the Patriots stunk for those last 3 to 4 years. And now the Patriots took control of the division once again. Bye-bye, Buffalo Bills.
It's Fox Game Day crew talking about the Bills, the current situation. I hate that I agree with some of that, though. Like, I think you did miss a good portion of your window here.
I just Rob Gronkowski makes my eyes roll.
I know. But I don't think it's all wrong. I do think you've missed some of your window. And not all of it. Again,
right.
Quarterbacks' careers last much longer than most other positions, so it's not all doom and gloom there. But I do think you've missed some of your window. You had the division for the taking almost with impunity for 5 straight years. The almost is 23. You were 6-6, and Miami had to kind of botch one against Tennessee to really open up the door.
But the door was opened.
Yeah, but for the most part, you were able to get a free pass to a to a home playoff game every single year. Kansas City, that's a big part of their dynasty, is that the AFC West has been a real tire fire, even with guys like Justin Herbert being in the division for so long for, what are they at, like 9 straight years now? I mean, they're not going to win it this year, but it was like, I think, 9 years. New England, the AFC East, their dynasty, it was basically a free 5, maybe 6 wins and a 1 or 2 seed. And during their dynasty run, the 1 and the 2 seed had the bye. It plays a role. I mean, you know, a dynasty or really even a Super Bowl win is not built all by you. It is also by how the chips fall around you. And the chips falling around the Bills for a while there was the Jets of the Jets, arguably the Dolphins of the Dolphins, and the Patriots were down. And you rose. And now you're dealing with the Patriots, albeit with a very weak schedule, are 10-2. And right now the sitting 1 seed, they're in pole position at the moment. And, you know, we'll see how this goes. They've still got 6 weeks left. We talked to Billy there in the last segment. Right. They could absolutely turn it on because they got embarrassed by Houston and they go on a run here. They beat Pittsburgh. They beat Cincy. They beat New England. And all of a sudden, we might actually be talking about, wait, the division's not dead yet because New England drops one to the Giants or what have you. And all of a sudden, it's completely changed. My issue is I look around this team and I don't see that happening. I don't see the talent of 2023. I see a defense that is just ravaged by injuries and are just trying to piecemeal together. TJ Sanders is playing at edge and the young guys are having to really pick up a lot of the slack. And then on offense, I'm seeing a wide receiver room that, as Sal pointed out, on 3rd and 20, Houston's sitting there going, we'll play man. We'll play man against you. You have no man beaters. And their best one, Dalton Kincaid, yeah, he's improving, but it's a week-to-week injury. And he has a hard time staying on the field even when he's healthy because they only play him around 50% of the time on offense. You know, that's not injury-related, but that's just the case. I mean, he's not on the field 75% of their snaps.
And
he's just
even,
not.
And even then, it's the point of, like, the regular season doesn't matter. Like, that part needed to be – that take needs to be thrown out the window in a sense, because guess what? You're a team that is suboptimal on the road, and this regime has yet to win a road playoff game. You think them wanting to be a wild card is something that they're okay with?
Yeah, they've only had two bites of the apple, but one of them is with Allen. It is the Houston game that we actually did talk a good bit about last week. They don't look good on the road. Like, that's a big part of it, too, is that these road games, they're getting whooped on. They are being met at the line of scrimmage and having a real hard time dealing with it. Allen sacked eight times against Houston. Let's say the playoffs go exactly like this. No, nothing moves, and this is what it is. You go to Denver, who's on pace to lead the league by sacks by like 15 at this point. They are blowing everybody out of the water. It's a bunch of guys doing it.
Right.
Led by the likes of Nick Bonito, but it's a bunch of guys. No, New England can't really score. Not New England. Denver can't really score. Houston couldn't either.
And they did.
And it kind of didn't matter. Davis Mills couldn't hit a throw in the first quarter, and it kind of didn't matter.
All it takes is one bad drive from a defense that is holding it together with scotch tape and paper clips. They are injured in a way that I've made jokes about it in years past of like they're piecemealing it together. No, this is them holding on for dear life. They're at the end of the wooden roller coaster and it's shot.
And it's wobbling and you don't feel safe.
You don't like anything that's going on right now. And yet, the defense is not the core issue in a majority of the losses this year. That's the thing that I have the biggest issue with. That is my problem with this team this year.
Yeah, weirdly enough, it's the wins where the defense is the biggest problem.
It is, yeah. When the offense is not up to snuff, the defense has typically done enough. That's the thing. They have done enough in these games, but not to a point where the offense can then carry the slack for them. And the offense has some injuries. Dalton Kincaid, really, Joshua Palmer being there. Spencer Brown being out is going to be a real thing to monitor.
Yeah. We'll see about that one.
But they've been, for the most part this year, healthy. And they're the ones that are having the inconsistency here of costing them games at this moment. For the longest time in Miami, it's 16 to nothing. You know how you win no games in the NFL? Typically by scoring 0 points through three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not on the defense at that point. They did all that they could. Atlanta, they get steamrolled in the first half, but then they hold on for dear life. What's the offense do? Not much. Yeah. New England, they're putting the ball on the turf three times.
Well, and we mentioned the turnover thing, too, with Sal. And we'll get your calls here in just a moment. But the turnover thing with Sal, three turnovers in each of the last three games, nine total in your last three games. Again, this is a team that flat out did not do that last year.
Right.
And that's a big part of this, too, is a lot like Kansas City. Now, Kansas City's is the most, like, blanketed one of just, like, they were so good in one-score games last year, they are absolutely terrible this year.
Oh, no, you hate to see it. Here's the world's smallest violin.
Right. Where for the Bills now, it's, okay, your starting field position is now near the bottom of the league, where last year it was number one. Your takeaway percentage, and really the turnover differential, was super high. And it was just, oh, my goodness, like, how are they doing this? Now this year it's super low, and you're turning the ball over more. Allen's sack percentage and the amount of sacks he's taking. He's already well past the number. He did that like 3 weeks ago. He passed the number he had taken all year last year. That's the biggest issue, is that you're having a lot of normal regressions of, yeah, it's not going to be the same thing. And that's where, and I saw a lot of fans talking on Twitter yesterday about this, because I know the Bean clip on the station is going to come up pretty much daily at this point now until the offseason hits. But that was a big thing, too. People were bringing up, like, every time he mentioned we scored 30 points last year, now it's cringeworthy. Because it was one of those things of they really were banking on the offense being basically the exact same. And that you just cannot do that in the NFL when teams are getting better, teams are getting – here, a perfect example. The Bills blow out the Denver Broncos last year in the playoffs. Blow them out. Would you say that's the same thing this year? No. Denver's a different team. Kansas City is a different team. Baltimore's a different team. Buffalo is a different team. The NFL moves on with or without you.
It shakes, it moves, it always evolves, mm-hmm. is the right way to go about this here. By the way, this is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, but on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday. It's the Catholic Health Extra Point Show here, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, West New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's get to your calls, and we'll start the segment off with Drew on the line. Drew, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well.
Good, thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, just looking at the player, or the, I'm sorry, the teams that are currently in the top four seeds, the playoffs sort of end today versus the bottom three. You know, teams aren't in it, we know that. However, those quarterbacks that are for those four teams, what have they done in the playoffs? Not much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even Lamar Jackson. We know when he gets to the playoffs, he becomes a whole different new player. Am I not happy that we're not in the top four? Of course. I think we all are. But at the end of the day, I think we need to take a look at the quarterbacks as well as our quarterback and the experience in the playoffs. I think that's really going to come down to the stretch. So I'll hang up and let you guys talk. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Drew, thanks for the call, man. And normally, I'm in full agreement with you. Usually, it's who's the best quarterback? Go. That's and that's just the matchup I'll take. Who's got the best quarterback? The AFC this year, I think there is such a difference in the rosters. And that is maybe the biggest issue. Like Denver. If Denver just had Sam Darnold on their roster, I think we're having very different conversations about them. I think Bo Nix is a very average quarterback. Daniel Jones. Basically, the moment Indianapolis really bought into him, he turned back into Daniel Jones.
Yeah, the minute that they throw two firsts right for a corner, all of a sudden it becomes the toughest sledding for them.
He's like, guys, I would not have done that. New England, though, with Drake May, I think May has elevated himself into the conversation of a top 10, top 15 quarterback quite comfortably. It's the second year. This is the progression. It's not always out of the womb, he's as hot as fire. And it deteriorates. You saw that with C.J. Stroud. You saw that with Jaden Daniels, yep. Right? Where it's just like maybe ignorance is bliss in the sense of like he's just going out there and playing. No, it's year two for him. Normally, I would take that. I think the rosters, though, this year are so wildly different. Let's look at the three best quarterbacks in the AFC. I think comfortably they are Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Burrow's in there. It's tough with Cincinnati.
Availability has not been there for him as of late, too.
In the last few years, they're not even making the playoffs with him even being healthy, let alone the last 2 years, two in those 3 years where he's not. But of those three teams, I think all the—
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Rosters are pretty poor. The Bills are a very flawed roster. The defense, both injured and I think poorly designed. The offense is just flat out, I think, poorly designed. Baltimore might be actually more coaching there, especially with guys like Zach Gore, the defensive coordinator. But ultimately, their defense was one of the worst in the sport for much of this year, for a second year in a row. You can't move Kyle Hamilton again. You can't do that
again. He can't save you again. He's already there.
He's already there. And Kansas City, they are having wild issues on offense, even with the receivers back. They survived yesterday. They get the win, but it comes late. Mahomes has not looked great. Their offensive line is a real problem. The defense looks slow and old. These are older rosters that have been there and done it, and I've used this to kind of describe them. They're the sick man of Europe. They're the Ottoman Empire of the NFL, where they've been around for a long time, and all three have had a wild levels of success in this run here, but they're old and they're tired. And
you know,
there's new kids on the block. Many of them, though, are in the NFC, but there's new kids on the block.
But most of it also has to do with, okay, you're the three best quarterbacks in the NFL. You're also three of the biggest cap hits that there's going to be.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I'm not saying you don't pay your quarterback, obviously.
No, it's just what's going to happen.
It is just the competitive balance. You have a better quarterback, better rosters are around because they can afford them. But it's not like every team is spending to the cap either, though.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest thing is that there's a difference. There's a different balance going on right now, and you need to find a way to counter it. I think the Bills are trying to figure that out. It's just that it's not working based on predictability. Mm-hmm. Coaching does have a problem here, and I think it's because of the fact that we are entering the too high era of the NFL. Teams are going to try to make it more difficult for you to attack them vertically. And if you are not able to adjust properly, you're going to wither and die. And I do think that the Bills are trying to get ahead of that curve. Why? James Cook.
I think that curve is already switching, though.
The curve is already in effect. And the Bills did seem to get ahead of it at first. For me, though, when I stick around on coaching, though, it is the predictability. Why? Joe Brady is an offensive coordinator with Buffalo. There's a whole year of tape on him now.
Yeah.
And there was an interesting quote from a Texans player basically saying that the Bills looked the same, the exact same as they did on film. Mm-hmm. I do think that Thursday night is a bad sample size to really use the context of that clip. However, there's a whole regular season that we can use instead. If the Bills are predictable and easily diagnosed through film study, kind of tells me there's a Joe Brady problem. And I'm getting to a point now where it is. Your career pinnacle is the passing game coordinator on a team with a roster of Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Thaddeus Moss is a really good tight end in college.
Yeah, it's the most loaded. 2019 like, LSU is the most loaded offense I've seen in college
football. It's suddenly looking like it was a little bit of a carry job.
Mm-hmm. Instead of all the guys in the right spot at the right time. And yeah, they're going to, of course, go win a national title. Right. Why would they not?
It just, I don't really need Joe Brady for this offense much longer. But for this season, I'm going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And can he turn it around is really the big crux of the situation here. The offensive coordinator needs to turn it around because the consistency on offense is the thing. I mentioned how the offense is the thing that has sunk them in losses. If you're struggling to protect with five, it is the offensive coordinator's job to add protection, especially when one of the five leaves the game with an arm in a sling.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too. Spencer Brown's trying to play through that injury. He's able to for a little while, but him and Dawkins both are having a disastrous day against Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. I mean, disastrous. And now this week you're going up against one of the better edge rushers in the sport for the last 8 years in T.J. Watt. And coming up, you're going to have another one of them, potentially in Trey Hendrickson. And then a couple weeks after that, you're going to have Myles Garrett. This is not the last time we're going to see an elite pass rusher that can completely derail a Bills offensive game plan. And that's been, I think, their biggest issue is that when that starts to get going, they're taking more penalties. Allen's taking more sacks. They don't have man beaters. All of a sudden, you know, scoring 30 points at will is just not the case.
It's like what Sal mentioned with us of like 3rd and 20, something like that. They're playing man.
Yeah.
And you never do that. That's almost a no-no. And why is that? Well, there's the other side of it. The roster doesn't have enough man beaters to that point. But I really am getting more interested in why is it that under Joe Brady, these receivers are having career worsts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Elijah Moore goes from a guy that, had like 60 catches last year?
In Cleveland.
Yeah, maybe more than that. But he had, I think, over 100 targets, like 101. And yet he can barely see the field, and they use him basically just in jet sweeps.
Joshua Palmer was seen as the crown jewel signing of this offseason.
Nothing.
He's not even giving you Joshua Palmer numbers.
And that's where you also do start to wonder about Keon, your second-round pick. I know he's got the maturity issues and stuff like that and missing meetings or being late to meetings, but then you also have to wonder, okay, yeah, but is the fact that the Bills are using him on the outside and that Joe Brady's offensive coordinator basically being a career killer for him. Right. Maybe. I think there's the problem with the Bills team this year is they have a great quarterback, so they're probably going to be in the playoff race, probably going to be in the playoffs. But in reality, I think the construction of the roster, I think the construction of the coaching staff maybe has just put such a low ceiling on this team. 803-0550, the number two call. And I think for more on Joe Brady, to our next caller, CJ on the line. CJ, how we doing?
Hey, guys, good morning. First of all, happy early Thanksgiving to you guys.
Oh, yeah,
you too, man.
Thank you, man. I wasn't able to call last week after the game, but so I was not on the can Joe Brady wagon until Thursday night's game, and the drive that broke me, and I didn't even really hear a lot of people talking about it. So the first drive of the fourth quarter, the Bills are down 7, You know, the offense has been anemic all night, but they're actually moving the ball. They run Cook five times in a row. The guy was dog tired, and he had already ripped off a 20-yard run on the drive. And they're trying to run hurry up to get that fourth and one converted. You know, if you know you're going to run it, I'm okay with subbing in Ray Davis or Ty Johnson for this one play or throwing the ball. But it's almost as if he either, you know, completely just his brain shuts off in like super high stress situations where he knows he needs to convert, or he's just not able to move this offense with the way it's currently constructed, you know, with the game plan that they had. But they're not in panic mode. They're only down seven with a full quarter to go, and they run Cook five times in a row when he's dead tired. I didn't get it. And then after that happened, I just know that he's not the guy that's fit to lead this offense going into next year. I know that they can't get rid of him now, but if the way that the roster is constructed now, just with draft picks next year, Josh is getting paid big money. We're not getting any big name wide receivers to be able to come in here. So they have to hope they can hit it in the draft. I just don't know if he's the guy that's going to be able to lead them to get consistency on offense going forward anymore.
CJ, thanks for the call. And I think it's a fair conversation to have on that drive too. I mean, this is where I look at stuff with Brady, because he's been open about it too. Like, when something's working, just keep going to it. They did it against Carolina when it was just sweep up, sweep up, and like the, just outside runs.
I'm not worried about the passing game. We could turn it on at any time.
Well, and like that's the thing. Like, there's some to the positive of like, yeah, don't get away from what's working, right? The problem was, and I think to CJ's point as well, is he's dog tired, James Cook, you know, right. Five straight runs here. And also, the play comes in late.
Yeah.
The play comes in late. Because I'm listening to the broadcast as well with Chris Brown and Eric Wood, and both of them are talking about that as it's like, all right, like they're probably going to have to burn a timeout here. And they don't. And they run the play, and it's a two-yard loss on fourth and one.
The now turning infamous, what are we doing?
Yeah, and then Allen gets to the sideline. It's what are we doing? Maybe the royal we. Maybe it's more to somebody else.
Yeah, but also asked about it, he goes, play call came in late.
Yep.
And that's kind of where you're at that point of you need to see what this team can do, I think, with a different OC. Because at this point, I'm not going to apologize about not being a Ken Dorsey supporter. I'm not. Still not. I won't walk that back. Spacing concepts were bad. But it doesn't look like Joe Brady is it either. And I think this is something that you have said, Zach, that I think that people need to be more – not even the people. The Bills need to be on board of. The Bills,
yeah. I think more than enough fans are ready for this.
You need someone from the outside.
Yeah.
Because the internal thing, you're looking at 0-2 on the internal.
I think you're looking at 0-3. Babich.
Oh.
I think they need to get away from internal candidates. I feel bad for everyone else that's maybe been developing in Buffalo as a passing game coordinator or like, you know, linebacker coach, what have you. It has not worked for the Bills.
Or just let them sit for a little longer for where they are.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, that's
let them develop a little more proper.
Well, I do know for Babich, there was the fear that he was going to leave.
Right.
That he was going to get a defensive coordinator spot maybe somewhere else. And look, fair. That's fine.
Right.
But their internal elevations have not done well. They just haven't.
Right.
Dorsey is a bit of a disaster. I mean, we're halfway through his second year and he's fired. I think you're at this point now with Brady as well. The numbers point to it's fine, but the numbers to a certain extent also pointed to Brady or to Dorsey being fine. And we're also at a point now, Derek, for me at least, no point. Right out the season. Because then, really, for me too, don't get bought into the interim coach. I'm seeing Penn State players really wanting the interim coach to be the guy at Penn State. No, do not get bought into that. It was the same with the Raiders as well, with Bisaccia. They really wanted always take the time to go out in the offseason to look around. I'm not saying don't.
The Raiders did mess that one up, though, by bringing in the one guy that you shouldn't.
I don't disagree. But for me, I'll always do that of, no, we're going to do a full process here. Unless it's an otherworldly candidate comes available. I think Virginia Tech for James Franklin fits that bill where 18 months, not even, you know, a year ago he's in the national semifinal. And because they had, you know, championship robust expectations and lost two games, the entire thing fell apart. But for the most part, you can hire the interim guy, but make it an honest hiring process where you're bringing in different views, you're bringing in different ideas. I've pointed always to Mike McDaniel this year that, and that was partially due to at the time, I thought Brady would be getting a head coaching job either in college or in the NFL. I thought he would just be gone that way. I haven't gotten there anybody with like defensive coordinators yet. I'll probably get there at some point. That one's a little bit tougher because I don't really know what DC head coach they're going to get fired. It's more
right.
McDaniel. I look at that as I've really liked how his offense is. I think it's super limited by his quarterback, and I think you put him with Josh Allen. I think you're going to have fireworks, and I love the Shanahan system. That seems to be how the NFL runs. Everyone does a sort of style of the Shanahan offense, and it really works.
But also, people point to like how the Eagles have succeeded as of late.
It's not the elevations. It's
they bring in Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio to be coordinators for them.
Yeah, their elevations have actually hurt them at times.
As a matter of fact, yeah, I'm pretty sure that all of Philadelphia wants to fire Kevin Petullo into the sun.
Yeah. Now, for every one of those bad ones, yes, there are positives. I'm not going to say it's never a good idea. I think the Bills, though, have run to a point of try something different. Go outside the organization, bring in new ideas. Go to former head coaches. I'm never going to blame a guy who gets
fired as head coach. You had Leslie Frazier on the staff in the past.
I'm never going to blame a guy for being a bad head coach because guess what? He was probably a great coordinator to get that job. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday. You're listening to WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.